USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump now recovering after undergoing a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House calling it a benign kidney condition and saying there were no complications.
And Melania is already on the mend.
Vice President Mike Pence discussing it during a speaking engagement last night. Dr. John LaPook is chief medical correspondent for CBS. He said on CBS This Morning,
the expectation after a procedure like this generally is for people to do very well.
Funerals are being held today for the nearly 60 Palestinian protesters who died in confrontations with Israeli security forces on the Gaza border yesterday. The violence coming as the U.S. was officially opening its embassy in Jerusalem.
You know, Hamas is responsible. Their rather cynical exploitation of the situation is what's leading to these deaths.
That's a White House spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Geologists are warning about the dangerous gases and other emissions now being produced by the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island and the possibility that a major eruption could happen very soon.
The concern is there are rock falls that happen in this conduit, and if the rocks fall in and create a plug, then the system can become pressurized and we could have a steam-driven explosion.
Geologist Janet Babb of the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, at least 2,000 people have so far been evacuated from areas surrounding that volcano. Well, the fans may never know if quarterback for the Giants Eli Manning did sign off on selling bogus game-worn helmets as a settlement's been reached in a court case about it, but the terms have not been disclosed. Three sports collectors who had sued the Giants QB for memorabilia fraud had claimed that they'd paid thousands of dollars for helmets that Manning wore in games, but that the helmets they got were never actually used in games. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Uber is no longer going to force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. The ride-hailing company announcing it's changing its terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. Voters in four states will be casting primary election ballots today. The contests are in Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska. They'll decide candidates for November's general elections.
This is a great victory, and it has been a long time coming.
That's Missouri's Republican Governor Eric Greitens after prosecutors announced they're dropping a criminal invasion of privacy charge against him. Greitens had been accused of taking a partially nude photograph of his hairdresser without her knowledge or permission.
This experience has been humbling, and I have emerged from it a changed man.
He still faces a charge of computer tampering for taking a donor list without permission, and on Friday, Missouri's legislature will have a special session to consider impeaching him. The actress best known for playing across from Superman has died at the age of 69.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Margot Kidder, best known for playing Lois Lane in the original Superman movie, but she also did Broadway and had guest roles on TV shows like Smallville and Brothers and Sisters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.